I want to take you to the word today that he put in my heart several days ago, and he's been pounding it in ever since. And it is that you are an ambassador to the Lord. An ambassador takes care of the details for the king. Amen?
Amen.
He represents the country. We're in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Father, let this word bring life now into every heart that's here. Let there be an anointing upon these words to break forth those that are here for their own purpose. Let it be magnified so that they will see that they're not just here for themselves, but they're here for those that they will meet in the days ahead. Amen?
Amen.
Now, I'm using the Amplified today because there was a real strong press. So, 2 Corinthians 5:20. So we are Christ's ambassadors, God making his appeal, as it were, through us. We beg you, for his sake, to lay hold of the divine favor and be reconciled to God. Be reconciled to God. Reconciliation means harmony. And sometimes, as a body of believers, we start putting demands on ourselves to perform. But I can tell you this. When the Holy Spirit is really pushing for us to just be the ambassadors, it's just being who we are. You don't have to work at it. Just be yourself. All right? And as you continue to be yourself, transformation will take place. So I want you to go back to first verse. Reminding you that you are spirit first, soul, mind, will, and emotions second. Third, your body, the temple which you live in. Verse 1. For we know that in the tent which is our earthly home is destroyed or dissolved, we have from God a building, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Here indeed, in this, and in parentheses it says present abode or body, we sigh and groan inwardly because we yearn to be clothed over, put on our celestial body like a garment, to be fitted out with our heavenly dwelling. Kind of cool that I should get a new harness today. So that by putting it on, we may not be found naked without a body. For while we are still in this tent, we groan under the burden and sigh deeply, weighted down, depressed, oppressed, not that we want to put off the body, the clothing of the Spirit, but rather that we would be further clothed so that what is mortal, our dying body, may be swallowed up by life. Yesterday in our conversation, Ron and I made some comments and he asked my opinion on something and all of a sudden he made a couple of words and I said, oops, I'm not in agreement. He said, well, what did I do? I said, you put your foot in your mouth and I'm not in agreement. So I teased him, of course, because I love to do that. And we both giggled because he was talking about, you know, we might end up in the grave. And I said, well, what about if we end up transformed? What about that? I said, we're so accustomed to thinking about the grave that everybody's got their casket on display, and some of them are paid ahead. You know, they're ready to go to the grave, and they're just raring to go to death. I said, I'm not interested. It it's not something I'm looking forward to. Well, you know, if I could get rid of this body, I'd be fine. No, that's not what God intended. So I would not agree with him. But I says, I am waiting for all of this earthly stuff to be swallowed up by life. Tell me something. Are you ready to be swallowed up by life? Are you ready to be an ambassador to the spirit realm?
Yes.
Yeah.
We already have. We're just not walking in it.
Thank you. We have it, but we are not walking in it. There is only one little tiny adjustment in this body that's needed to make it eternal. Your spirit man is already eternal. Your soul is already eternal. It says your soul will continue forever. Mind, will, and emotions. The body, yes, could end up in the grave, depending on where you are in Christ. But I teased him and I says, you know what? Elijah didn't have to buy the grave. Why should you? Look at your neighbor. Say, Elijah got no grave. No casket. No embalming. So why should we focus on that? It's about time we become ambassadors for life. Chew on that for a while. Chew on that. Chew on that reality. Why think about the grave? Why think about my life insurance? What a lie. It's not life insurance, it's death insurance.
You're gambling, you're going to die before they say you are.
Yeah. And you know what? They're not losing any money. They're not losing a nickel. They got you hooked. Okay? They got you hooked. Verse 5. Now he who has fashioned us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Holy Spirit as a guarantee of the fulfillment of his promise. So then, we are always full of good and hopeful and confident courage. Hoo-hoo! Can you say that one? Say, I'm full.
I'm full.
Of good.
And hopeful,
and hopeful,
and confident courage.
I know that while we are at home,
in the body,
we are abroad
from the home
with the Lord
that is promised to me.
Amen. See, even if you should lose this tent, the new tent is so awesome. The new creation is so intense. It is so wonderful that you won't be bashful about being an ambassador for life.
Amen.
Verse 7. For we walk by faith, that is, we regulate our lives and conduct ourselves by our convictions or belief, respecting man's relationship to God and the divine things with trust and holy fervor. Thus, we walk not by sight or appearance.
Mm. Come on.
We walk not by sight or appearance. It may look like I'm dying. It may look like I've got all kinds of problems. But I'm not going by that.
Amen.
I am eternal, and I am eternal in my spirit. And I will have life, and it will radiate through me, and I will be an ambassador, and death will not swallow me.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on now, you're preaching.
Yes. Mm.
Yeah. See, that's good news, isn't it? That's the gospel. You say, well, it hasn't been completed in me yet. Well, get with it. Start declaring. Start decreeing. This body's going to behave, it's going to be radiated with life, and that's the bottom line. You say, well, what happens if you die, Kim? Well, walk over my dead corpse and keep preaching. Yes! Oh, yes, Lord. Verse 8. We have confident and hopeful courage and are well pleased rather to be away from home, out of the body, and be at home with the Lord. Therefore, whether we are at home on earth, away from him, or away from home and with him, we are constantly ambitious and strive earnestly to be well-pleasing to him. It's a job that you've got. You're fully hired by the one who loves you. Verse 11, therefore, being conscious of fearing the Lord with respect and reverence, we seek to win people over. That's the ambassador.
Come on.
To persuade them. But what sort of person we are is plainly recognized and thoroughly understood by God. You can't fool him. I hope that it is plainly recognized and thoroughly understood also by your conscience. That is, by your inborn discernment. I love that. By your inborn discernment. It's inside of you by your spirit man. Your brain says, oh, but oh my God, if you only remembered all the crap I've pulled. You know why Jesus forgot it? Why don't you? If he's already forgotten it, what are you doing thinking about it and reminding him of how ugly you are? I should have heard an amen.
Amen.
We are not commending ourselves to do again, but we are providing you with an occasion and an incentive to be rightfully proud of us so that you may have a reply for those who pride themselves on surface appearance, on the virtues that they only appear to have, although their hearts is devoid of them. For if we are besides ourselves, mad as some say, it is for God and concern him. If we are in our right minds, it is for your benefit. For the love of Christ controls and urges and impels me because we are of the opinion and conviction that if one died for all, then all died. I tried to make that understood, that Jesus took your place. Verse 15, and he died for all, so that all those who live might live no longer for themselves, but to and for him who died and was raised again for their sake and for mine. Consequently, from now on, we estimate and regard no one from a pure human point of view in terms of natural standards or values. No, even though we once did estimate Christ from a human viewpoint and as a man, yet now we have such a knowledge of him that we know him no longer in terms of the flesh. You know what? I'm not there yet. I still think on my natural standards. I wish it was totally the spirit. But I'm under construction.
Amen.
And I'm getting better and stronger. And I have a reminder, his Holy Spirit inside of me, saying you definitely have a road to go. And don't worry, I'm with you.
Amen.
Verse 17 is all important. Therefore, if any person is engrafted. Engrafted means you have been pulled in. Sewn in. If any person is engrafted in Christ, the Messiah, he is a new creature altogether, a new creation. The old previous moral and spiritual condition has passed away. Behold, the fresh and the new has come. The new has come. But all things are from God, who through Jesus Christ reconciled us to himself, received us into favor, brought us into harmony with himself, and gave to us the ministry of reconciliation. You are an ambassador and in a ministry of reconciliation, that by word and deed he might aim to bring others into harmony with him, So that's your job. You're a good salesperson. It was God, personally present in Christ, reconciling and restoring the world to favor with himself, not counting up and holding against them or against men their trespasses by canceling them and committing to us the message of reconciliation, of the restoration to favor. The restoration to favor is for each of us. So we are Christ's ambassadors, God making his appeal, as it were, through us. And we beg you, for his sake, to lay hold of the divine favor and be reconciled to God. You've got it. It's your job. How do you do it? Under the press of his Spirit. Are you going to do it right? Practice makes perfect. Are you going to do it good? As best you can. Look at your neighbor, say, you're it. Just go out and do it.
Just go out and do it.
In Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.